please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Wednesday. Boy, we're really getting down to the last few games here in the conferences. What we're going to do today, we're going to go through, I think, 10 conferences, really break them down. Who's going to make the playoffs? As in, you know, how many teams make the playoffs? Where does everybody stand? You know, what play does the seeding come in? That kind of thing. So we'll go through 10 of them tonight and today, and then we'll work our way through the rest of them this week. But if you're anything like me, it can be very confusing pulling all these conferences together and figure out where everything stands. So why don't we kick it off with the Crossroads League? So in the Crossroads League, obviously Grace is in the lead with Indiana Wesleyan, Bethel, and Huntington. So let's take a look at this. So the top four teams, this is the standings as they are right now. These teams would host. So one versus eight, two versus seven, and the host team or the top four team always hosts, and then the playoffs go through from there with the highest seed always hosting. You can see on these I started breaking them down, but after you get past Grace and perhaps Huntington or Taylor, I mean, it's really a hodgepodge as where everybody's going to come in here. But if the playoffs happen today, this is how it would line out. Now, this doesn't take into account tiebreakers. That'll come in a little bit later when the rest of the games are played. So in the next games, which are Wednesday, Taylor is going to take on Indiana Wesleyan. Key game for Taylor because they're in danger of dropping out of the playoff picture. Same way for Mount Vernon going over to St. Francis to play there in Fort Wayne. They're also in danger of dropping out of the playoffs. Grace is going to play Huntington. Big implications for Huntington. They're battling for a home playoff game. Marion and Bethel, we talked about that the other night. That is going to be a very big game. You know, Bethel and Marion, they could finish anywhere from third to sixth. And then Spring Arbor is at Goshen. Really doesn't have much to do with the tournament matchups. So two teams are going to make the tournament, the regular season, and the tournament champion. So hopefully that's confused you very, very much. So that's in the Crossroads League. Let's take a look at the Sooner Athletic Conference. By the way, there's a Langston game last night, but I don't have score yet. Same way, it's a 1-8, and these top four will, you know, one host eight, two versus host seven, three host six, like that. Again, I started breaking it down. But when look at this, between second and what is this, sixth, I mean, these teams could, John Brown could jump up to second, and Wayland Baptist could go down to sixth at this point. So it's pointless to try to figure that out. But we do know that Oklahoma City has to play Texas Wesleyan. And Texas Wesleyan, look at this, they're right there on that line. And I'm not sure if there's enough time for Oklahoma City to get into that top eight, but Texas Wesleyan is in danger of dropping out of that. Southwestern Christian at UNT Dallas. John Brown Science and Arts, look at these two teams. And they both are still trying to get a home playoff game. They got to get above that line. And then Mid-America Christian at SAGU. Huge playoff implications. Either of these teams, any of these teams could drop into the bottom four and end up going on the road. And then Wayland Baptist at Langston. Wayland Baptist, again, these teams just have to keep winning. Because I'll say it again, Wayland Baptist is second. They could drop all the way down to fifth or sixth and end up playing on the road. So in the Sooner Athletic Conference, two teams make the tournament, the regular season, and the tournament champion. That's pretty common. The most common scenario you find is it's eight teams, a regular season champion and tournament champion make the cut in the Cascade Conference. Same thing, 1-8. 1-8, two, same thing, 2-7. So at this point, Lewis or College of Idaho, they're pretty well locked to win the conference at this point. The number 8 slot, Northwest, Multnomah, Walla Walla are all battling for that. They're within a game. And that is going to be very fluid over the next 2 weeks. Oregon Tech and LC State, they're battling for that second spot. And then Corbin right now, of course, they're tied with these three other teams, and I'm not sure how the tiebreaker goes, but Corbin, Bushnell, and Southern Oregon are all battling for a home playoff game. So we really have to, you know, watch the – there's four games left in the Cascade Conference. Again, two teams, regular season and tournament champion. You know, look, this is amazing. Multnomah, which went on the road and beat Arizona Christian, went on the road and beat OUAZ, are in real danger of not even making the Cascade Conference playoffs. In the KCAC, it appears to Oklahoma Wesleyan only has a one-game lead, but I'm not sure who's going to step up and beat them. But Oklahoma Wesleyan, Southwestern, Kansas Wesleyan, they look pretty well locked in for a home playoff. Evangel, they're battling here with McPherson for that fourth spot. And then right here, Bethel and Tabor and York are all kind of battling for that eighth spot. So Oklahoma Wesleyan is playing York. Boy, York needs a win, but I'm not sure they're going to get that upset there. Evangel needs the win at Bethany. It's a game they should be expected to win. They really need that to maintain that home playoff game. Sterling and Avila, they're pretty low in the standings. McPherson and Ottawa right here, they're really battling. I can't really say battling. 7-8 losses. I'm not sure if Ottawa can get up above into that number 4 spot, but it's a big game for both of them. McPherson really needs the win. And Kansas Wesleyan needs the win, because they're still trying to chase second place with Southwestern there, Bethel and Tabor, and Friends and Southwestern. I can't remember how many games. There's not very many games left in that conference. I think 4. I could be wrong. Over in the Mid-South, everybody makes the playoffs. There's 7 teams. I'm not sure how they are going to do the tournament with the odd number. I'm imagining the bottom 2 are going to play to even it out, but we'll have to see. Only one team is going to make the championship. That's the tournament champion, and they'll get an automatic bid. So the seeding in the tournament, it's all played in one place. They're going to play it over in Bowling Green, and the regular season conference will determine the seeding, and then at the tournament site, the higher-ranked team will be the home team. So on Thursday, you can see Lindsey Wilson playing Cumberland. Cumberland needs that win. They're trying to win the conference. Campbellsville and Bethel doesn't have too many implications in the conference. And then Freed Hardman at Cumberland. But that's a game Freed Hardman could definitely lose. And that still gives Georgetown a little bit of hope to get up into that third position or second position. Over in the Wolverine Hoosier Conference. Sorry, I lost my place here for a second. This is why I'm only going through 10 of these, because I know it's probably going to put your brain dead to sleep. But Madonna is a game up on Lourdes. This is another conference. Top 4 are going to host the bottom 4, 1-8, 2-7, etc. And the higher rated seed is home. So you always want that first round home play game, that first round playoff game at home. So Madonna needs the win. They're going to play Concordia, a game they should win. Concordia really needs a win because they're trying to break into that top 8. Cornerstone playing Clary. You know,
couple weeks ago would look like an automatic win. Clary is playing better. Cornerstone, though, really needs to stay within that top four. They want to play there in Grand Rapids. And then here's the game on Wednesday. Lourdes is at Lawrence Tech. So Lawrence Tech is really a tough out at home. Lourdes has been struggling lately. Lawrence Tech is trying to get into that top four so they can host that first-round playoff game. Rochester is at Siena Heights, and then Michigan Dearborn and Indiana Tech. So Indiana Tech, they're also trying to get into that top four. They should win against Michigan Dearborn. Lawrence Tech is playing Lourdes. I mean, there's all kinds of combinations that could happen here. But there's really going to be a lot of jockeying for 3, 4, 5, and even 6. Again, the real objective, as you know as a fan, is you want that first round playoff game to be at your house. In the Southern States, Tennessee Southern, they're going to win the conference. This is a little bit different. So these four teams play in the first round. And see, I got it over here. Yeah, 7 and 10. So 7 and 10 will play, and then 8 and 9. And those teams come up and they form a round of 8 with these other 6. So you really want to stay. You want to get that first round bye and not be part of this 4 that has to play the extra game. It looks like that line is with 6 losses to 10 losses. It looks like that line is pretty well drawn, but we'll have to watch it. So games coming up, Faulkner is playing at Thomas. Big implications here for this seeding. Honestly, I'm not sure if that seeding is going to make a lot of difference. Stillman at Dalton State. Big game for Dalton State. They need to win. Well, there are 4 games up, but it's a, you know, they're trying to stay above Thomas here. And then Point and Bruton Parker, they're both a little bit out of it. In the Frontier Conference, so what you want to do here is you want to finish in the top 2. And honestly, this is a 2-team race with Montana Tech and Carroll. These two will get a first round bye. And then these two will play, or these 4 will play each other. And that'll get what? 1, 2, 3, 4. And then that'll get the semifinals. So you really want to be in the top 1 or 2. It's pretty well set. Providence has to play Carroll on Thursday, and then Montana Tech and Carroll play on Saturday. So Carroll has an opportunity to try to make some hay and maybe catch Montana Tech, but we'll have to see. Montana Tech's playing really good, and all the people at Carroll are going to get mad, but I think Montana Tech's going to win that conference. Oh, here we go, the GPAC. This right here is clear as mud. Once I go through this, you'll know exactly what's going to happen in the GPAC. Again, it's 8 teams, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6. Okay, look at this. You tell me who's going to play who. I mean, who's even going to be in the top 4? The top 5 look pretty well set. These will probably be the top 5. But how they're going to match up, I just gave up trying to figure out or even trying to guess. So let's take a look at this. Hastings is going to play Mount Marty. That's a game they should win and they need to win to stay in that top 4. Jamestown is in that 8. They got a good enough cushion, they'll make it. But Dort is trying to overtake Morningside. So Dort has a lot to lose in this game with Jamestown. So Jamestown has to go to Dort. Northwestern and Briarcliff, that's regardless of these standings, that's going to be a great game. But Northwestern is trying to catch Concordia for the conference championship. Concordia, they have to go to Doan. And look at Doan's record. I guarantee you that'll be a good game. And then Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside. Morningside needs a win desperately because they're in danger of not having a home playoff game. And Dakota Wesleyan is always, always hard to beat at home. Two teams, regular season and tournament champion. Okay, I purposely only went through 10 of them because it's a little bit convoluted, but I just tried to give you a little bit of a picture with what these conference races are looking like. Through the week, obviously, we'll have more games. This is a really light game night. I think there's only three games. But we'll try to pull all the conferences up so we can keep you up with who's going to get a home playoff game, who's going to win the conferences. And I hope you appreciate that. And I'll see you soon, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I hope you have a good day and a good night. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.